And good morning. Welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you're with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful spring day out there, I hope, soon.
We'd like to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day from SCORE. All those moms out there, happy Mother's Day. We hope you have a great day tomorrow. And we also would like to wish all of the small business owners out there a happy Small Business Week. Celebrate. It's coming to an end, but really for small business owners, it's a whole year thing. So congratulations to all those entrepreneurs out there who are living their passion. In our studio this morning, our guest is Lori Neveu. And Lori has a business. It's called Personal Solutions Money Management LLC. And Lori started her business less than a year ago. We're going to hear all about that. If you have some questions about personal money management, stay tuned. Please call in with any questions because Lori's going to be able to answer your question for you. But first, we want to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We have about 55 mentors in an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we offer free and confidential mentoring and advisory services to entrepreneurs who are looking to start their business or those that are in business or growing their business. We have areas of expertise ranging from marketing to IT to intellectual property, banking, accounting, cash flow, strategic planning, process orientation. And we have a number of new mentors who are engineers. So if you have a business that has a need for some engineering assistance, please consider using SCORE, and you can reach us at www.foxcities.score.org. I'd like to take a moment also and just send out a thoughtful get well message to a dear friend of ours at SCORE, Glenn Anderson. Glenn is having a pretty difficult time right now, and he's having some treatments in Chicago, but Glenn, we love you. We miss you at SCORE, and we wish you the very best. We hope you can come back and join us real soon. So
right.
Get well, Glenn.
Yep, we're looking forward to having you back.
Also, in addition to the mentoring, we also have some seminars, and we further people's knowledge and teach them how to apply some really successful principles. Randy, tell us what's coming up in some of the seminars we have.
Okay, well, the first thing coming up right now is going to be the Simple Steps program. It is a 5-class program that we do. The first class is going to be on Wednesday, May the 20th. It's a morning class. It starts at 8 o'clock at the Copper Rock downtown Appleton and runs through lunch, which we include in the whole program. It covers the basics. Basically, we look at you and say, okay, you want to start a business? Here's what's all involved in it.
Let's talk about it.
We'll see what you need. We'll be doing that program. The second class is on the 27th. That's an evening class, and the rest of them will all be in the evening from 6 until 9. And those are held at the SCORE office in the downtown chamber office. The second program is, again, more on some of the basics, some of the things that you need to know, who you need on your team as far as professionals and why you need them. The third session will be on June 3rd. That's the marketing program. That's we'll be talking about how do I market my business, what are the traditional forms of marketing, and then we'll also be going into detail on some of the special things as far as social media, how to use websites, and all of that type of thing. The fourth program is on June 10th. That's the one on financial planning and financial documents. Mary Lou Vandehei does a very good job of presenting the information about all of the different types of documents and how you handle cash flow, profit and loss, asset and liability, how all those ideas fit together. And we also provide you with a CD at that point that you can use to that has all of the templates. One is a set on the examples that we have, and the other part is blank that you can use for your own business, fill in the blanks, and get all of the answers that you need on how to set up your financial statements so you understand how they work. The last session is on June the 17th, and Tony, that's the one that you're involved in, mm-hmm. where we answer that little simple question that everybody asks, where do I find the money? We go through all the processes as far as where you find traditional funding through banks, loans, and that type of thing. But then we also get into some of the non-traditional areas like crowdfunding, angel investors, that type of thing. So we try to cover all of the bases. We'll also have professionals in certain areas who will speak to each of the different programs. As I said, there are 5 classes. You can register online at foxcities.score.org for one or all of the classes, and we'd ask that you get your registrations in as soon as possible so we can plan ahead for the programs. So that's coming up right now. That'll be, as I said, from the 20th of May on through until the 17th of June, weekly classes for you on how to really start your business.
And how much was that again?
$25 each class.
Per person.
Per person.
Yep.
Now, the other program we've got going on, for those of you down in the southern part of our listening audience, we have, for the people in Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, down that area, we're going to be doing a special package on how to use social media. Not just what is it, but how to actually put together a plan that you can work with, understand, manage, and also be able to measure.
Measure
so
results.
You can get results.
Yep.
Ryan Felser is one of our mentors, is going to be teaching that class. He's a professional in the area of social media, and we'll be working on that. That particular program is going to be on June 11th. It's going to be at the Marine Park Technical College in Fond du Lac from 6 until 8 in the evening. Again, you can register right on the SCORE website. It's all it's up on the site, so just go out there. Has the details on what's involved with it and really why you need to be able to use social media that way. So it'll be an excellent program. That's June 11th in the Fond du Lac area. So.
We also have some upcoming seminars in conjunction with CAP Services, one of our partners.
Right.
We may not have the dates down, but what communities are we looking at?
We're going to be in New London with one program. We're going to have another one in Black Creek. I'm not sure where the next one's going to be, and then we'll have one here in Appleton.
Okay.
So.
And that information will also be out at foxcities.score.org.
Right.
So if you'd like to keep abreast of what's going on with the seminars and the other things going on at SCORE, please visit us at foxcities.score.org.
Right. And, you know, like I said, we provide as much information as we possibly can to help you get your business started and also to help you work with your business for the life of your business.
Well, thank you, Randy. We also like to thank our sponsors here at BizTalk. We couldn't do the show without them, and we certainly appreciate their support. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, that's our newest sponsor, Sarah DeBruin, started her legal practice in 2011. She's located in the Appleton Center, Legal Business Edge, LLC. Want to thank Bank First National. Also, our Candeo Marketing, formerly known as eBiz Results. eBiz Results merged with another firm, and now they're known as Candeo Marketing. Mike Pulvermacher and his crew in Oshkosh put together our website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help us maintain that website. So thanks, Mike, and congratulations on your merger, and best of luck. Also, they're going to be a guest here on BizTalk on June 27th, so you'll be able to listen to what does it take to merge with another company. And finally, we want to thank the Business News, Larry Desch and Jerry Mader, for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to The Business News, for $20 a year, you really should be, because it's going to help you understand the climate and the opportunities and some of the challenges that we face in the business environment here in East Central Wisconsin. So we want to thank all of our sponsors for helping to support BizTalk and help support SCORE. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to come back, and we're going to have a great conversation with Lori Neveu. Lori started Personal Solutions Money Management, LLC, less than a year ago, so we're going to find out all about what she does. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I don't want to be broke. I just want to be paid. I just want to take all my money and put it away, all my money away. I don't want to be broke, I just want to be paid.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Before I introduce Lori Nephew, I just want to acknowledge I got a text a moment ago from my good friend Sergeant Flunker with the APD, and he pointed out that next week is National Police Week. So, Sergeant Flunker, to you and all the police officers in our Valley area, and you guys play a great role, and I just want to acknowledge what you guys do and thank you for all your effort and helping to keep our security and keep us all safe in our communities. We're going to talk to Lori Nephew now. Lori is the owner of Personal Solutions Money Management LLC. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Tony and Randy. I'm glad to be here with you.
Glad to have you here this morning. Thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Lori, and what do you do at Personal Solutions Money Management LLC?
Well, my name is Lori Nephew. The name of the company is Personal Solutions Money Management LLC, and I'm a daily money manager, which is a new financial professional, and I help people. I'm a personal financial assistant. I help people with bill paying, preparation of checks, reconciling checking accounts, preparing, making banking deposits, organizing tax documents, and just keeping financial paperwork organized. And the people that I would do that for are busy professionals, frequent travelers, senior citizens, individuals who don't have the time or the skills to do that. So it's an exciting new venture.
Lori, what prepared you for this quest? You started this company less than a year ago?
I did. And I started it because in my previous roles as an investment advisor and financial advisor, I saw that there was a need. We had people calling in and asking us, saying they received paperwork from an insurance company, from a bank, and they weren't sure what it said and what their obligations were and what they needed to do, or they had a tax professional and they didn't know which paperwork the tax professional needed, what paperwork the tax professional didn't need. So we had people calling in, and I saw that that was a need, and then I discovered that nationwide there are daily money managers that meet this need.
So just to be clear, you were a certified financial planner advisor licensed?
I was a licensed investment advisor and financial advisor.
For
I was
how many years, Lori?
About 10 years, and I was also licensed as an insurance agent.
So you've got all the licensing you need to offer those types of services, but this is a new area that really doesn't require licensing.
No, I was licensed at that time. Right now I'm not offering those services.
Correct.
A daily money manager
Correct.
Doesn't sell any products, and what it is an organizational service, and also helping people work with their other professionals, working with their advisors, working with their accountants and their other people. So really, ideally, it works as a team.
I think it's a great transition because what you're helping people do is not only understand the confusion, but then help them to apply some solutions that fit their needs. It's a customized service.
Exactly, and that's why the name Personal is customized to each individual. Who some people have one account, some people might have five accounts or two properties or two businesses. And Solutions is really the focus, is that people can feel that peace of mind, that everything is in order and well taken care of, and that there's nothing that they're missing.
Okay, and in addition to the advice and being able to do that, you also have a system that you have available for them that you use?
I do. I have a filing system where all the financial paperwork, there's a place for everything and everything in its place. It also tells you what to keep, what not to keep, how long to keep it, because that's another thing that we all have so much paperwork and we're not sure what's important, what's not important, and how long we need to keep it.
Right. We were talking about that when we were getting prepped up on this, about the paperless society that we were all starting to have back in the 70s and 80s and just how we went wrong. So it's good that we have someone that can help us sort that stuff out.
We definitely don't have a paperless society right now.
Right.
You know, it's interesting, Lori, as you said, you have a system to organize it all. Heck, it's sitting in the second shelf behind the third door over there in the bookcase. I know where it is.
Well,
that doesn't work, though, does it?
Well, lots of people have a system, and they've kind of squirreled away things in different pockets all around the house. But then when they need to put their hands on it, they might not know where it is, that exact piece. And they also don't know how it all looks in total, if there's duplication or if there's gaps. So it's good to pull it all together and see what the whole picture is.
Or if one document is updating or correcting what a previous document did. They might have read the previous document and understood this, but now there's a change and they didn't get that change. So being organized brings all that to the surface.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great, great opportunity.
Lori, if somebody is looking to use your service, how do we get in contact with you?
I have a website, www.psmoneymanagement.com. And I also, the phone is 920-636-5272.
Okay. Okay, and so, you know, if anybody has any questions as far as we're concerned here on the air, please, you can give us a call here at Appleton at 281-1150 or TDS Metrocom toll-free at 1-866-887-1150. So if you have any questions for Lori or for Tony and I, please give us a call today.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side of the break. We'll continue our conversation with Lori Nevue, and Lori is the owner of Personal Solutions Money Management, LLC. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
All right, here, so check this out.
I gotta thank my piggy bank. Thank my piggy bank.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Piggy Bank, for making my dreams come true. If there's something you want to buy.
Well, we're talking about a piggy bank this morning. Our guest is Lori Nevue. Lori owns a company called Personal Solutions Money Management, LLC, a company she started less than a year ago. And Lori left a very nice career in financial services. She was fully licensed, but she saw an opportunity. And Lori, tell us again, what was it that triggered you to go out on this quest? It's more of just a business for you.
Well, as an investment advisor and as a financial advisor, I had clients calling in who wanted to understand their paperwork better or wanted to understand their financial situation better. And they would call in and say, I received this document from the bank. I received this document from the insurance company. I'm not sure what it means, what I need to do, or getting ready for taxes. Weren't sure what it was important paperwork, what wasn't important paperwork, and really wanted to stay on top of their finances, but just with how fast things were moving and businesses were changing, that they were just not able to do that. And so I saw that there was a need, and then I did that research and found out that there is a new profession, the daily money managers, nationwide, helping individuals stay on top of their finances, helping them with financial organization, financial interpretation of jargon, and even just understanding what they already had.
Mm-hmm. If you have a question for Lori on this topic, and it's very important to everyone who's listening, don't hesitate to call us. You can reach Lori this morning at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Lori, when you're talking to people about this kind of thing, how do I get myself organized? What do you find happens? Why do people get to that position? I think you mentioned some of the different life-changing things that happen. What causes, triggers people to get involved in stuff in coming to you?
It can be a transition. It can be a divorce. It can be a loss in the family. It can be going to purchase a property or sell a property or downsize or move. But I've even talked with young people just starting out that just have a wave of paperwork coming at them, and they're just not sure what's important, what to do with it, how to stay on top of it, how to understand it, and how to keep their end of the obligations of the things that they have contracted with companies.
Okay. Well, when you decided to do this, what did you go through? What kind of planning? How did you to set up your own business? How did you proceed?
Well, I did get a book on making a business plan, and I went through it from A to Z, from soup to nuts. I did all the exercises. I went to a career website and learned about my interests and aptitudes, and I joined the American Association of Daily Money Managers, which is a nationwide association, and they offer webinars and education, a code of ethics, best practices on this field. And I also called an existing money managers and talked with mm-hmm. them and said, when you were starting your business, what do you wish you had known?
Sure.
And they couldn't wait to tell me. Every single one of them got on the phone
great.
And talked
That's
to
great.
Me for an hour and said, this is what I wish I'd known. And they all said that the one thing that they wish they'd known is that how long it takes to get up and running, because it takes longer than you imagine when you lay the groundwork and get the word out and all those things. It takes longer to until you were really a functioning business.
Okay. And any other I'm trying to get a plug in here for SCORE, because I know you were involved with us.
Well, the next thing I was going to say is I did go to a SCORE workshop. I did get a SCORE mentor, and that's been very valuable. The SCORE workshop I went to gave an overview of all the different categories you need to consider and think about when you are contemplating having a business. And then my SCORE mentor has been very valuable, because when you are solopreneur, when you are self-employed, you don't have anyone to bounce ideas and get feedback and to check in with. And my SCORE mentor has been very valuable in giving me that feedback and saying, this is working, that sounds like it's working, more of this, less of this. And so that's been very useful.
Great. I'm glad we were able to be supportive that way. So,
Lori, what's your market area? You market to
the Fox Valley, the Fox Cities.
Just the Fox, typically within 25 miles or so, 50 miles.
Correct.
Yeah. And how do you do the marketing?
The marketing is twofold. I have a website, www.psmoneymanagement.com, but primarily my marketing is networking, and I found the Fox Valley to have a wonderful wealth of people with many different expertises that are willing to help, and it's twofold. I let them know about what I have available, but I also find out resources in the area that I can point other people to, because there are so many. Modern life is complicated, and financial and legal life is complicated, and there's experts in all these fields, and I find out who you can go to when you have a particular need.
You mentioned earlier, Lori, that you've helped some young people just starting out because they have questions and they find out about you and you help them. What kind of services do you offer to the older groups, like the boomers and maybe their parents? That they're really in transition at that point.
That's true, and especially baby boomers can be at the peak of their career where their time is spoken for. They're trying to keep up with their own career and their family, and they might not have time to help others in their family who need this, and then they can have me come and do that.
Sometimes the baby boomers referred to as the sandwich generation. They're taking care of their parents. They're taking care of their children, but who's helping to take care of them? And I think what you're doing in your business is you're offering a service that a lot of people, once they find out it's available, are probably going to want to ask more questions like, how can you help me understand what all these papers mean and make sense of it? I can go to my broker and get advice on what to invest in, but I don't understand what it's telling me.
Exactly. And I think the way I envision it is there's really two phases. One phase is that inventory of getting all your paperwork together, to seeing what you have, getting it organized, knowing where you stand, if you do have any questions, following up, any gaps, following up. And then there would be a maintenance phase. Once you have everything together, how often do you need to check in to keep everything together?
And through that process, you're actually sitting with the client and helping to define which direction they would like to go in.
Exactly, because again, it's a personal decision. Everyone's relationship with their money is different, and exactly what they want and what their expectations is different.
Mm-hmm. When we were talking before, you know, we were talking about the products that you have, and we mentioned the filing system and how you would do it. But the real product that I hear you talking about is more or less the idea of stress relief, being able to help people manage the system. Would that be, you know, if you were going to say that's your goal or that's your product?
My absolute goal is that peace of mind that people can have, because finances have an effect on everyone's well-being and keep people up at night, and people worry or get frustrated. And a lot of that can be reduced or taken away by just looking at it, finding out what it is, what you need to do about it. And my favorite example, when I was an advisor, we had a woman that we worked with who said she was in a very stressful job. She was a nurse, and she said, I can never retire, I can never retire, I can never retire. And then we said, well, let's look at it. And I pulled all her paperwork together, everything that she had, and we looked at the big picture and said, you know, actually, you can retire. And she said, paused, and then she said, well, then I don't want to. And so she went on, she stayed in her job, but went back to it with a lot less stress. In fact, she was transferred and promoted into a training category, which she really enjoyed, and she worked another 3+ years and really enjoyed it before she retired. So when just getting that big picture, pulling everything together, sometimes that can point people in a direction.
Okay.
If you have any questions for Lori about the process that she's describing, please give us a call at 281-1150 this morning, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, like in Seattle, you can call us at 866-887-1150. Lori, in working with your different clients, is there a general time frame? I mean, they're not signing a contract with you.
Right.
They're not joining the Navy for 4 years to have you help them.
Exactly.
Can you describe that arrangement that you have with your clients?
Well, there is no long-term commitment. The first step would be to have that face-to-face consultation and see what the need is and what the expectation is, see if we're a good match, if they do need other services, pointing them in that direction. But if we agree to work together, that we are a good match, then deciding how long that initial inventory will take, and then what that maintenance would take, how frequently to check back.
So the client really is driving this relationship. It's their pace, how fast they want to learn, what their documents are telling them with your help. And once they get to that plateau, they could call you back every 6 months and just kind of do a checkup.
Exactly. I mean, again, my goal is that the person have their be independent, be in control, but have all that support, have a source of getting their questions answered and getting things in the shape that they want them to be in.
Now, this may sound like an obvious question, but what do you like most about what you do?
Well, what I like most is that stress relief, as Randy said, that when I talk with other daily money managers, they say the greatest thing is having someone call or email you or let you know and say, I don't know what I would do without you. You know, that really took such a burden off of me.
Why didn't I meet you 2 years ago?
That's true, too. Yes.
Okay. Well, to get back to how you actually got your business put together and set up, and we talked about your business plan, one of the things that we recommend for our clients to do is to review that plan. It's not a static situation. How do you handle that? Do you review your business plan on a regular basis? And what have you found as far as what you had planned and what really happened?
Well, putting together the business plan, again, was invaluable, but it's not invaluable because everything that you put in the plan happens. It doesn't happen that way. So it's great to go back and visit it and say, well, first of all, once you get distracted and going in different directions, you can go back and revisit where was I headed at and what did I think was going to happen and get back on track. And you can also go back and visit your assumptions and revise them and say, well, I thought A was going to happen and A is related to B. So if A didn't happen, what do I have to do about B? Right. So it's a kind of constant course correction and adjusting as you go forward. And the business plan is a great structure for that.
How often do you actually review your plan?
Not as often as I'd like. I put it on my to-do list, but it gets moved off by things that seem more urgent. But it's still a good thing to do.
So have that plan available and keep it out on the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay.
Lori, do you have any examples of some situations where you just couldn't connect with the client? Like, what are some reasons why people may not come to you, even though you think you know that they probably should, and they probably know they should come to you? But can you describe some examples of that? What are reasons why people won't come to you?
Well, I think people like to keep things the way they are. People don't like change. So even if they may feel that this isn't going the best, they still, it's a known quantity, so they might not want to change. So I think sometimes that's just human nature.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit, too, about a situation where mom dies and there are three or four or five children and dad's still alive, or dad died and mom's still alive, and mom doesn't understand what was going on, so the kids are trying to figure it out. And I think you mentioned in the pre-show discussion that there's a certain role or a benefit to have someone like you come in. Go through that a little bit, would you?
Exactly. I think when there's a change, sometimes there's a money manager in each family, and if you lose that money manager, there's a gap, and family members may want to fill that gap. They may be busy and, you know, have a lot of other time commitments in their own lives, but also there's a family dynamic and communication that can be helpful to have a neutral third party come in that doesn't have all the background in the family dynamics and can just focus on the numbers.
Mm-hmm. And have that facilitator, you, be the person who understands what's going on, but you don't have any allegiances to anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody can ask you a question for the benefit of all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if somebody finds themselves in that particular condition and situation, how do we contact you? Where do we reach you?
The phone number is 920-636-5272, and the website is www.psmoneymanagement.com.
And do you hold regular office hours, or are you available through contact?
It would be, I would arrange to meet someone face-to-face. Again, the initial contact, they could call me and say, I'd like to talk to you about my situation, but then we would get into what is that situation and what are the needs, what are the expectations, and see if we can meet those.
Okay, wonderful. So,
Lori, tell us a little bit more about the American Association of Daily Money Managers. You mentioned you belong to that, and that's a national association. How many of you are there in the country?
There are about 800 in the country, but it's growing fast, and the American Association of Daily Money Managers has their own website, so if you need a daily money manager not in the Fox Valley, you can go to their website and find a DMM in every state, in every location, and the American Association of Daily Money Managers, it provides a code of ethics,
right.
It provides best practices and continuing education. And it's also a wonderful organization where the other daily money managers like to share what they've learned and help each other out.
Mm-hmm. So they do have a standard, and the people who belong to that meet that standard. They've been sort of screened, and if they violate that, they're going to be rejected from the association.
Well, there is that code of ethics that everyone has to, so everyone has to agree to that code of ethics that's how they're going to operate.
In order to announce that they're a member of the association.
Correct.
Yeah. And one of the services that you provide on your website, I went to your website, and you've got bill paying, and you mentioned that, reconciling checking accounts, preparing and making bank deposits. That's interesting, preparing and making bank deposits. Organizing tax documents, providing general organizational assistance, and then referring clients to legal, tax, and investment professionals. So you're networked, and you may find something that the client needs that you can't provide, but you know who to send them to.
Correct.
That's pretty valuable too, isn't it?
It is. I think that, again, making bank deposits doesn't sound like a big thing until you're talking to someone who is so time-starved,
right,
that's going to make a big difference in their time, because just getting to the bank is very difficult and adds to their,
their
stress level.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, yes, the other professionals in the community, again, I found wonderful professionals in the Fox Valley that are very knowledgeable and very able, and but again, there's so many different expertises and specializations, and there are people, you know, I am not an attorney, I am not a CPA, and so my niche is narrow in what I do, and maybe what they do is specialized, but I can point people in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As you're going along, how do you see your business growing in the next few years? What's your expectations?
Well, in the next few years, ideally, the balance of sales and marketing versus performing the business would have balanced out in the long run. And also that I would have the right number of clients for the time that I have, be working the right number of hours, and that I would be working with people that I enjoy working with and who enjoy working with me.
Do you see the growth in the baby boomer market being an opportunity for you?
I think there's no doubt that there's a market out there because the whole population is aging. And
don't we know it? Yes.
All these, technologies moving faster and faster. People are aging. You know, businesses are squeezing their customer service. So there's a lot of forces, you know, to bringing to bear right on this situation.
Well, thank you, Lori. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up the program with the last segment. You're listening to Biz Talk, and the voice of Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Every time it rains,
pennies from heaven.
Pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Now we see those clouds outside.
Mm-hmm.
Are there pennies up there? Or don't go outside.
Well, if we do it right and have the right kind of help here that we have in the studio today, we can get those pennies to collect up and to be dimes and nickels and quarters. So we'll work on that.
We're here this morning with Lori Nevue. Lori's the owner of Personal Solutions Money Management, LLC, a company that she started just less than a year ago. But she'd been in the financial services industry for many years prior to that and had been licensed. But she found an opportunity to provide a service that she saw was needed by her clients that wasn't being met. And Lori, once again, what's the name of that association that you discovered?
The American Association of Daily Money Managers.
And you became a member of that association?
Correct.
And today you, in summary, tell us what you do. What do you do?
Well, I'm a personal financial assistant. So I provide bill paying, preparation of checks for client signature, reconciling checking accounts, preparing, making bank deposits, organizing documents for tax preparation, and just general financial paperwork organization and interpretation.
Would it be fair to say that one of the results of all of that work you do with your clients is your clients sleep better at night?
That's the goal. That's the ultimate goal, is to have the client have that peace of mind that everything has been looked at and they know where it is and whatever needs to be taken care of is taken care of.
How do we get a hold of you?
My phone number is 920-636-5272. And my website is www.psmoneymanagement.com.
And when we were talking, you mentioned one of the satisfying things is about being able to network and to be able to connect with other people and so on. How do you use that in your business? How has that affected the way you've been successful?
Well, the Fox Valley is full of great professionals and small businesses, and I've been working with them for my business needs and working with people who really care that their client is satisfied, that they have what they want. I want my clients to be satisfied and have peace of mind, but there are a lot of great businesses in the Fox Valley that also want that, and mm-hmm. I've been the recipient of their services.
So you're using that networking for the success of your business, but also then for the success of your client.
Exactly. Okay. And also to discover resources that I can refer clients to mm-hmm. when they do need have a specific need.
And that includes the attorney, the banker, the insurance agent, the mentor that you need.
Oh, that's right. SCORE is a great help when you're starting out a business or contemplating starting out a business. They can walk you through it step by step and let you know all the different kinds of things you should consider or could consider and all the resources there are. And also has a lot of wise people with a lot of experience who personally have experienced running a business, and they can help you with that.
Okay, well, then again, that was a unpaid plug for SCORE right there. Thank you.
True.
Well, it's no harm in that, because obviously Lori's benefited from SCORE, and she's willing to share that. And a lot of other entrepreneurs in Appleton and the Fox Cities, from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, have benefited from SCORE. And SCORE is a national organization mm-hmm. with 11,000 mentors, and we do things confidentially, and it's all free.
Okay.
Lori, one last question about your service. Do we sign a contract with you? Is there some sort of a document where you state everything's confidential and it's...
That's very important. There'll be a letter of understanding, a letter of agreement, so that both sides are clear and have a document about what the expectation is.
So when you do the expectations, is each, like if Randy did one with you and I did one with you, you might have two separate sets of expectations in there.
They might be
it's
different.
It's customized.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's a great service.
Absolutely.
I think that there are a lot of people out there who are afraid to ask. They don't know who to go to. But if you are sitting out there and you're thinking about, gosh, what you heard this morning is something that might be helpful to you, give Lori a call. Again, what's your number, Lori?
920-636-5272.
And it's very important that you're not going to get hurt if you sit and talk to Lori, because the first hour is free, isn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're at about that point in time in the show, as we usually get to, where we kind of put the guest on the spot a little bit and ask you for a biz tip. So, Lori, what would your biz tip be to somebody who's starting a business, who's out there listening to us today?
My biz tip is to make time for inspiration and to make time for those who are encouraging and energizing and positive. Nourish and nurture your attitude, because attitude is everything.
Okay, so positive works best.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, that's great, Lori, because I heard one time, attitude determines your altitude.
Mm.
You know?
That's right.
And it's what you approach life with that really gets you out the door and how far out the door you're going to go. I want to thank you. SCORE wants to thank you for being our guest this morning. Thank you for coming in, and we enjoyed having you on BizTalk.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed being here with you.
And I'd like to remind the folks listening in the audience that if you have any friends who wish they could have listened to the show this morning, go to biztalkwithscore.com, biztalkwithscore.com. You can listen to the show again. It's going to be out there for a long time. It should be out there by Wednesday of this week. If Zach does a good job, he's going to have it out there Monday.
Absolutely.
But go to biztalkwithscore.com. Lori's contact information is in the show. And one more time, Lori, where can we reach you?
You can reach me at 920-636-5272 or at www.psmoneymanagement.com.
Lori, thanks again for being our guest this morning.
Thanks.
And we want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day. You enjoy tomorrow. The weather's going to be good. Vicki promised sunshine and 72 degrees and no humidity. Put you on the spot there, Vicki. No, but really sincerely from SCORE to all the moms out there, have a great Mother's Day and celebrate and have a great time.
Right.
You're listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.